Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about shame and intimacy. And really the key message there was around, you know, those stories of rejection that I have, and I know some of you guys have, are often not even about you at all. You know, they were kind of learnt from others. Others' insecurities were reflected upon you. And so you took it on as shame, or I did. Anyway, I've been thinking about that concept of rejection and my story of failure and how it's really deeply ingrained in me. Yet I'm trying to, I get to flip the switch on that. And I am, slowly. And recently, I know I've spoken in this, you know, in this podcast a lot about my body and how I've felt about it. And and lately, you know, I've been wanting to drop a few kilos because I'm still carrying an extra 15 from my pregnancy nearly 5 years ago. And the way I've done it in the past has been through measuring. And so I'll start eating healthily and start, you know, I used to count the calories and then I stopped counting calories, but instead I would measure myself daily on the scales. And what that ended up doing was kind of outsourcing the way I felt about my body to, you know, this set of numbers on a scale. And when it didn't measure up, then it would be an excuse for me to give up because of that, I think because of that story of failure and rejection. I'm like, well, what's the point? I'm not good at it. What's the point? As usual, here's another thing I've totally fucked up. You know, what's the point of continuing on? And then I'll just sabotage my efforts. And so this time around, I just decided to start eating healthy. And committed to myself that I wouldn't jump on the scales, that I wouldn't weigh myself and judge how successful or not I was at something by an external measurement. And this concept isn't just about weight. So I've done this to myself in all kinds of ways, because what we don't measure, we can't change. That's fucking bullshit. Sometimes it's the act of measuring that causes us to sabotage. So for me, I don't know. I don't know if I've lost any weight. I feel different in my body, and I'm just showing up daily for it, one day at a time. No, like, external pressure on me. No measuring how good I am at the thing or not. No making up, you know, no then making that mean something about my success as a human being. I've never been driven by targets because I've always felt like I could never meet them. You know, the external stuff is the stuff I really struggle with. It's the juice killer, for want of a better term. Like, it's me measuring my success at something is, it takes the fun out of things. Once I've got that sense of duty or obligation, my creativity is a dead duck in the water. You know, it's kind of like sex, really. It's like, if there is no inspiration, you know, as soon as that sense of duty or obligation comes in, it's very hard to stay aroused. And it's the same with creativity, right? Like, for me anyway, when I'm creating, I want to be connected to the muse, not others' obligations or expectations of me. So by removing those measures, those external factors that measure my success, removing them means that I can just show up every day and be creative. Sorry, there's a dog that's just annoying the shit out of Billy. And it's working. And sometimes I find myself wanting to measure myself just to say yes or no. But if I do that, there's the potential for me to totally derail myself. And why would I do that when what I'm currently doing is feeling really good? You know, it's like in business, particularly in the online space, we're all about the number of followers we have and the number, our email list, and how much we've made. And those kind of external measures, those milestones, those markers of success, when really how successful you are at something really comes down to your enjoyment of it. Like, for me anyway, my definition of success is living a life I enjoy, living a life where I get to be creative, living a life where I show up as me. Now, that's not based on how many followers I have or how big my email list is or what my bank account says. It's based on my feeling, how I feel, how inspired I am, how connected to my muse I am. So I guess this is an invite, not to everyone, because some people are really driven by, you know, reaching the next milestone. And that external pressure actually is the thing that drives them. And if that's you, that's awesome. Keep on that track, like, keep setting the bar. But if you're like me and you set the bar only to miss it every time and then beat yourself up about it, then maybe drop the bar. Maybe lose the bar altogether and start instead coming from a place of, I'm doing this because I love it. Removing those external pressures and just doing it because it feels good, because you feel good. Make that the marker of success, how much fun you're having as your marker of success, rather than the external factors. So this is the thing, right? I feel like we're often shamed into, particularly if we are one of those people who has a story like I do, and we're not driven by meeting external markers, and it feels like a lot of pressure and it kills our creativity. Like, we're told that we need the markers. We can't improve what we're not measuring. Well, we can. We can. We just don't have to know it. Our marker is instead like our inner compass. It's the thing that's telling us if we're rocking at something or not. Our level of enjoyment. So, yeah, short and sweet today. And I don't know that there's a takeaway. I guess it's just like have a think about what drives you. Are you driven to meet and exceed? Are you one of those overachiever types that loves to have, you know, those measurements and those markers? And if that's the case, if it's working for you, then keep going. But if it's not working for you and it feels like, you know, that you are feeling that external pressure to succeed all the time, to overachieve, then just look at what's driving that. And if you're like me, a bit of a underachieving overachiever, in that you set the bar extremely high and then you don't meet it, and you've got this whole story about your mediocrity and your failure and your shortcomings, then try removing that fucking bar altogether and just see how it feels. All right, until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Halosophies. Until next week, peace out.